What are the negative words that you believe about yourself that are dragging you down? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Words have immense power. They can build you up or tear you down. The lies we believe about ourselves can prevent us from walking in the truth of who God says we are. If you struggled against this feeling, then today's Devo is for you. It's called The List by Savannah Coleman. My hands shook with my effort not to take The List out of my pocket. "You can't control me," I whispered through gritted teeth. I just wanted to walk into this building full of, I imagined, lovely people and be okay. 2 steps from the door, my fingers curled around The List. I tried to squeeze my eyes shut as I felt myself unfold the paper. There, scrawled across the top, was the word condemned. I jammed the paper into my pocket, turned around, and walked away. The following day, I was looking forward to the moment that could change the trajectory of my future. I had prepared myself and worked hard. I sat in a chair, waiting for them to call my name. Instead, I felt the call of The List. I gripped the seat tight, willing myself not to listen. Once again, I opened it to see the next word penned below the first: rejected. I made my way down the hall, away from possibility, not even turning back when I heard them call my name. Looking in the mirror that night, I thought I glimpsed a spark of new. Was it in my eyes? Could I be the person I wanted to be? Did the corners of my mouth turn up slightly more than usual? I felt a strange twitch in my lips, a desire to smile. But the desire fled when I watched my hand draw out The List once more. I don't know why I had this compulsion to read it when I already knew by heart what I would see. Stagnant. I sank to the floor, overcome by defeat and sorrow. The List lay beside me, mocking. Wait, the words that I had read so many times were crossed out with bold red slashes. I gripped The List and felt my heart leap as I read new words written over the old. Instead of condemned, I read approved. In place of rejected was chosen. Over stagnant was alive. Finally, I understood. The List would no longer control me with its lies. I could live in the freedom of who I was always meant to be, and no one could take it away. Okay, let's think about this a little more. Like The List in today's allegorical story, we all have voices in our heads, but what God says about us should trump anything our minds or other people say. When you become a follower of Christ, you are given a new identity. He takes all the sin and shame. By the blood of Jesus shed for you, you are no longer condemned, but forgiven. You are no longer rejected, but a chosen, fully loved child of God. What are some practical ways you could spend time listening to what God says about you this week? Remember, we hear God's voice through His Word, His people, and His Spirit. And if you've never put your trust in Jesus and you want to know more, then go to unlocked.org and tap Know Jesus in the menu. Now, Satan likes to try to remind us of who we were before we met Jesus. He accuses and causes worries, fears, and anxiety to fill our minds. And even if Satan is not directly responsible for the voices in our heads, he is a primary source of them. The other source is the law, or God's commands, which God gave us to show us our need for Jesus. Yet, Satan uses the law to accuse us. The law's accusatory nature should lead us to Christ, but it often becomes the means by which we are continually enslaved by fear and anxiety. But the truth is this: in Christ, we are new creations. Everything that was old has been transformed. Although we will still struggle with sin and negative thoughts, we now have the power of God to choose righteousness and take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. We can choose to set our minds on things above by fixing our thoughts on Jesus. What kinds of accusing voices have been bothering you? Consider writing down these accusations and bring them to Jesus in prayer. Then write down a couple of verses that contradict these lies. Keep these verses close by so you can ponder them often and redirect your thoughts to Jesus. You can always ask Him to help you see the truth. Throughout our lives, we may need help to untangle the lies we've been believing about ourselves and discover the truth. If there were some trusted Christians in your life, you'd feel comfortable talking to about this, such as pastors or parents, youth leaders or counselors. And if you're not sure who to talk to, you can schedule a free phone consultation with a Christian counselor through the Focus on the Family Counseling Service. You can find out how to schedule this when you go to unlocked.org/counseling. Now, as you and I can read in Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. And see for yourself what God says in Romans 8 and 1 Peter 2:9-10 to keep God's word alive in your life. There's a lot of scripture that goes along with today's story, especially for the discussion questions, and you can find all of it in the Unlocked app. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. One goal of every Unlocked story is to remind ourselves of the gospel, that is, what Jesus has done for us and how that should transform our lives. But if you don't feel like you've got a handle on exactly what the gospel is, then check out one of our topical reading plans in the Unlocked app. It's called One Gospel, Four Views. It's a quick 5-day study diving into each of the perspectives of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You can find it now in the reading plan section of the Unlocked app. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. While you shouldn't just always go making decisions without listening to some good advice first. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.